Welcome to the Student Section Sports Podcast presented by Romper Takeover 2K19.
All right, we're here. 4th of July edition podcast, episode 13. It's just me and Joby today. Jared Dunham's probably back in Miami. Nardi's still in Cleveland. Bree is in Atlanta. Hunter is missing
in action.
Missing in action. I don't know where Hunter is, so it'll be me and Joby with our patriotic edition. And to kick it off, we are going to start it clearly, most obviously, with the national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
All right.
Had to.
Happy birthday, America.
Happy birthday, America.
Weather update for the day, Nantucket, Massachusetts. It is 72 degrees outside, 10% chance of rain, 74% humidity, 3 mph south to southeast winds, 29.9 pressure index, 9 mph non-max visibility, 0 UV index, air quality index 67, air quality moderate.
Nice.
You know what that's a good day for?
Sightseeing.
Sightseeing.
Always.
But you know what it's a better day for?
Golf?
Golf.
Always a great day for golf.
No DM us. Student_section_ on Instagram. SSSports_ on Twitter to sign up for the SS Tour. You don't want to miss it. Also DM us to sign up for our Spikeball Tournament July 14th at 1:30 p.m. Be there. $30 entry fee, $150 cash prize to the champions, $30 cash prize to the runners-up, $20 cash prize to the MVP. Winners will receive a trophy, maybe a t-shirt, we're not sure.
You gotta talk about the $5.
Oh.
The possible $5.
And $5 if you show up in a romper, play in the romper, and advance to the second round of bracket play. $5 from me, not student section, me personally.
Actually, we'll throw in another $5, totaling $10, if you wear a romper and make it through the first round. Because we're not looking for any jokes in a romper.
No.
If you don't make it to the first round, you're probably a joke at Spikeball.
We need a real player to show up in a romper. And not only will you get the $5 from Joby and myself, you will also be a part of the Romper Takeover 2K19 photo shoot in January of 2020.
2020.
Yeah. Sure. Also, $6 if the romper is American flag.
Oh, $12 from both of us. Cause
yeah, $6 a piece if it's an American flag romper. Patriotism is appreciated. So, today, we haven't done Good Baker, Bad Baker. We got Good Baker, Bad Baker.
Disrespect to Baker.
We're going to talk about our foreign representative of America, Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi.
And what he could possibly do in free agency because he hasn't done anything yet. Our top five is going to be two separate top fives, actually. Joby's going to do top five types of fireworks. I'm going to do top five 4th of July spots to go watch a fireworks show. We're going to talk about the biggest game we've ever had to miss and why. Postman play of the day and a sports headline that doesn't matter. So it won't be the longest podcast, but it will be packed with American flag memorabilia and patriotism.
It's going to be a good short listen to get you through those awkward times of the day with family on July 4th. You're like, man, I need 30 minutes. This is your 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You put the headphones in, nobody's bothering you. Say, Mom, Dad, Uncle Johnny, Aunt Stephanie, cousin Kid, get out of my way. I got to pop these headphones in, and I got to listen to a podcast for informational purposes.
Yeah, easily. Okay, so good baker, bad baker, I will kick it off. To good baker, today at work, I did not have to do a single thing, not one. No one was there, and so I only have to do things when other people are there because I run like a copy room, essentially, and so when there's jobs to be done, that's when I have work to be done.
Nice.
No one was there, didn't have anything to do. Bad baker, at work, I drive a car with a soft top on it.
A Jeep?
Yes. And can I so say that? Yeah, you can.
All right. Well, I did.
Yeah, I usually just say that I drive a car. But
yeah, sorry. That's so, on me.
Yeah, it's good. So that's what I drive, and the soft top sprung a quick leak in a torrential downpour, and I had to run to the courthouse in downtown Birmingham from where I work, which will not be disclosed for safety purposes.
Nice.
Because I know there's a ton of people just really out to get me. And so I had to run to the courthouse. I walked outside, found the leak that had sprung in my car, and in the only spot it was leaking, directly above the driver's seat, my seat was soaked.
Oh.
I was pissed. So I got two rain jackets and a couple t-shirts and stacked it up, and I was sitting probably 4 to 6 inches higher than normal, so it nice. Felt a little weird.
Nice.
But my rear end remained dry.
That's, you might be getting the postman play of the day for that.
That's the civilian postman play of the day, but we have a very important postman we'll have play a very important. That'll come later in the podcast.
So, my good baker, I mean, none other than it's July 4th, so that's a good baker in itself. Bad baker is, I thought I had a sinus infection. I don't know what I got. I feel terrible. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow, and I'm going to ask them to shoot me up with something that will make me stop feeling like this. That's the goal. Gotta live the dream.
Honestly, I wanted to try to spin that into a good baker, but there was no way to spin that.
Oh, there's a way to spin it.
Okay.
You get a shot, you feel better.
You feel better, yeah.
There it is.
For at least a period of time, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we talked a lot about NBA free agency last podcast. This podcast, our NBA free agency, is going to be focused toward Kawhi Leonard, where he could go, where we think he should go, and the rumors surrounding that.
Do you want him to go to the Lakers?
See, I like LeBron, which I'm not one to say like that I'm a huge NBA fan. I don't necessarily have an NBA team that I root for specifically.
Dude, hop on the Memphis Grizzlies with me.
I can't do that.
Wow.
I'll tell you why later, but all right, I can't
that's
do
fine.
It. I've tried to go Hawks in the past because of the Braves ties, and like that's the closest team, I think. Yeah, it's closer than Memphis by a couple, like an hour or two.
As yeah, by about 2 hours.
And it hasn't been good basketball in a long time. Not interesting enough to sit down and watch a game. So I mainly have just kind of followed like LeBron, kind of.
Yeah, that's fine.
But
LeBron's respectable.
I don't claim to be a Lakers fan, but I would like to see Kawhi, LeBron, and AD. But the only thing with that is that would tie up all their cap space, and they would have to have 10 guys with minimum contracts.
That's the thing. Like, I don't – call me crazy, but, like, three guys, in my opinion? Like, you just have to have a better all-around team in the NBA.
Well, especially with AD and Kawhi both having, like, a history of pretty severe injuries. If one of them goes down, then it's a two-man show with nothing to back it up. They did sign Jared Dudley today. That's a good move. That's a veteran. He can, you know, coach up the young guys. And they'll have Kuzma still, obviously. But I don't know.
Nah, I feel you on that one.
But,
I mean, we're not sure if Kawhi is going to stay in Toronto. Me, personally, I want him to stay in Toronto.
I don't.
But, I mean, you know.
I want the – so, just off of recency bias, Kawhi is a top three player in the league. And
easily.
I feel like a top three player in an American league should live in America.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. In the United States. I got some grief last week.
From who?
From Ashley about... So apparently in other North American countries, they get offended by like people from the United States saying, I'm from America.
Well, beat us in something and...
See, but I kind of see what she's talking about, because technically we're all North American.
And I mean, I'm just American, but you can be North American.
We're from the States as well.
I know, but I'm just trying to be difficult.
So yeah, I mean, I fought it for a while, and I don't tell Ashley this to her face, but I'll say it now to be reasonable, that it makes sense, but I'm still going to say I'm from America because I've lived 21 years of my life saying it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
But I understand it. If I were to go to... like another North American country, I would probably respect like the way they want to be referred to as. But when I'm here, I'm from America.
Exactly. Yeah. Americans can be whatever they want. Some things I don't love that Americans think they can be, but you know, I'm not going to tell them what they can be. You be American.
Yeah. As long as you're American. Okay. I'm cool with other people, but if you're here and you're American, I can vibe with you.
Yeah. And the people that say, well, I hate how America does stuff, please go to a foreign country and, like, see how everything else is run, and you'll be very thankful of how easy we have it here.
Yeah. Simple life. Simple life. Everything's not... Okay, let's talk about
Kawhi. Let's get off this one.
We're appreciating our country on our country's
birthday. On a great day, yeah.
Yeah, so that was our 4th of July rant right there. We've been a little bit ranty on the past couple episodes.
Dude. I love Ranty. Ranty gets the ball moving.
Yeah, it does. Okay, so Kawhi. I think best move for Kawhi if he wants to secure, like, long-term good team is probably, like, hopping on with the Clippers because they could build around it.
Yeah.
Maybe, just maybe, I don't know if the cap space would work out for this, but go to, like, Detroit, play with Blake Griffin. That would be nice. Another one, go down to Miami, play with Jimmy Butler. I don't love it.
Jimmy Butler is a pain.
He's tough to play with, yeah.
Good basketball player.
I think those would all work out. The Jazz have been doing things. If they could somehow get Kawhi, I don't know about cap space there either.
What about Milwaukee? Do they have any cap space?
No, they just, like, max contract Chris Middleton. They're probably tapped out.
They should have dropped Chris Middleton.
No way, dude. He was the second most critical part of that team.
It's true.
I don't know. The Raptors are probably going to be his best fit if he wants a shot at repeating. Because,
well, the Lakers would be good too.
Lakers would be good.
Go wrong either way.
Lakers would be good. Like, they need to bring, like, Darren Collison out of retirement and give him a minimum contract with...
Yeah. Like Mike Fisher out of retirement.
No, but they got Jared Dudley. If they could get a Darren Collison type, like a good, somewhat older and cheap, like, guy to...
I heard Iguodala might be going to the Lakers.
See, that would be the move right there, but then you got too many forwards, which Iguodala off the bench is a good thing.
But that's okay, though. Like, LeBron?
LeBron can
run the point. He's a guard. That's part of it.
Well, so is Kawhi. Like, by trade, he came in the league as a shooting guard.
Well, like, that's what you want, though, because, like, they're so big, but they still play guard, basically.
Yeah.
Like, you're just on defense. That's a nightmare for the other team.
Oh, that'd be a stinky team to deal with. You would not want to come across.
Okay, you got AD, Iggy, LeBron, and Kawhi. That's the best defensive, like, they could probably play 5-on-4 and they'd still dominate on defense.
Yeah, well, see, but you're forgetting Kuzma.
Not really, but...
You're forgetting Kuzma.
Oh, the Kuz.
Yeah, because then you got, I mean, you'd have to work it out, but you could run LeBron at point, Kawhi at 2, or Iguodala at 2.
Kawhi could play 3, too.
Iguodala at 2, Kawhi at 3, Kuzma at 4, and AD at 5. That 5 alone is the best in the league, easily.
Oh, yeah.
Then Jared Dudley coming off the bench, some other guys. I'm not sure who else they could bring off the bench.
I've changed my mind. I want to see Kawhi in L.A. But I don't want Iggy to go because he just got traded to Memphis. But, like...
What if Kawhi went to the Grizz?
no chance that's happening. all my sports teams, well, okay, professional sports teams, they're all really bad, except for the Predators. The Titans are okay. The Royals suck, and the Grizzlies suck. So we're, man, it's a tough time to be a fan of my teams.
See, so my fanhood stretches more, like, broadened than yours. I'm a Braves fan in baseball. They are the second best team in the National League this year. They're mm-hmm. killing it right now. Basketball, don't really have a team. If I had to go with a specific team, I like the Jazz a lot, but because of Donovan Mitchell though.
But you should just be a Jazz fan.
I could see myself rocking with the Jazz, but I don't want to now because they just had a really good free agency. Then I seem bandwagon-ish.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but I like the Jazz. I like LeBron. I like what the Nets are doing, but I'm definitely not a Nets fan.
No, it's like the, I mean, I would say it's like the worst time, but like it's the best time. But if you're someone
that's such a trendy thing to become a Nets fan right now.
Oh, I'm a Nets fan. Like since when? Yeah. Since
yesterday.
Yeah.
Or Monday, whenever free agency started. I don't know. And then I'll go like, I like the Panthers and hockey.
Ah, they're okay to like.
Yeah, I like the Panthers in hockey. I also like the Vegas Knights in hockey.
Okay, you're going to have to not. Like, I hate the Knights.
Dude.
I mean, I shouldn't hate the Knights, but the fact that they're so good so early just made me mad. And they're in the Western Conference, which hurts me.
College football, obviously, I like Alabama. I rock with App State and UAB.
Nice.
I'm
a Michigan fan. I halfway pull for LSU because Rose is an LSU fan because they're from Louisiana. But
look, y'all are great and y'all are my friends, but but I can't believe that that's the two teams that y'all pull for.
I mean, hear me out. I don't pull for LSU. Like, I'm not an LSU fan, but like if they're playing somebody, then I'll sort of like, I mean, if I'm watching it with them, I'm not going to be like, oh, I hate LSU. I hope they lose. Like, you know what I mean?
The only big game I kind of pull for them. The only big game they play in is Alabama, and no one likes Alabama.
They play Texas.
This year?
Yeah.
Dude, that's
They got a home and home. Wow. Okay, by the way, we're live watching Cincinnati and Milwaukee. And, God.
That ball was fair.
I told you Dietrich was a stud. Dietrich just ripped one about 2 inches off the line, and now the Predator is doing the Catholic – or, I'm sorry, not the Predator. We're gonna redo that sentence. The pitcher is doing the Catholic thing because he just got a launched missile almost hit for a triple there. Wait, sorry, back to the conversation.
You just said he's doing the Catholic thing.
Yeah, he's doing a little Catholic cross thing. Like,
oh, you know, cross,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, kiss it, point up, that one.
Okay, yeah. So, I didn't know that was a Catholic thing. I've been doing that as a joke for years now.
Yeah, that's like really offensive to the Catholics.
Is it really?
Yeah, because I did it one time as a joke, and one of my buddies, disclosed name, I played with, he's like, hey man, are you Catholic? I'm like, no. He's like, yeah, don't do that. I'm like,
oh,
all right.
I've been jokingly doing that for years. Okay, so basically, Kawhi's going to the Lakers. It's the obvious choice, but it might not happen.
I hope it happens now. I want to see it.
Okay, so we can do one of two things first, the biggest game we've ever had to miss, and then top fives. You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, so the biggest game you've ever had to miss. You go, I'm going to have to think about this.
Give me some context. Like,
your girlfriend made you go to a wedding during the national championship, or, like, things of that sort.
Okay, so it's not, like, an actual sports game?
No. Biggest game, okay, yeah, no, not that you were playing in. The biggest game, like, you've not been able to watch.
Oh, dude. Okay, I got it. So, and it's not like a bad thing. I'm not upset at this at all, but like I really did want to watch it. It ended up being bad. So Rose's sister got married when Michigan was playing Penn State, when Penn State had Saquon Barkley his junior year, or whatever his last year was.
Yeah.
And I was like super amped, like we're going to beat Penn State. And then Saquon Barkley did his thing, beat the crap out of us. And, the biggest game, I'm just going to say it, that I didn't play in, I was 9 years old. It was the championship game. And the day before, I scraped my knee up real bad, falling off a little scooter, and I could barely run. And I sat the bench because we had 10 players, and I was handicapped out there, so I didn't play. Had to miss the game because of a scraped knee.
That's terrible. Tough
day. I tried to play, but it didn't happen because I was, like, immobile.
Were you as cute as your little brother when you were a kid?
Yeah.
That's a cute little boy.
He's 14.
Well, he's old, but I remember him from the time when he was, like, 8.
Yeah, Caleb was really cute. I feel like I was, like, I got a picture of myself when I'm, like, 6, if you want
to
see it.
You can show it to me after we get done with this.
I'm going to pull it up while you're talking.
All right, yeah. So, I've got a couple here. Okay, so this is something that's haunted me my entire life. Alabama was... Oh, yeah, that's a cute boy.
Hold on. There's the...
Okay.
Yeah, you had it for sure.
Dude, I had it. Okay, so when I was younger, I got into Alabama football super heavy at a very young age. I have not willingly missed an Alabama game since I was, I think, 6 years old.
It's committed.
Yeah, and so right around the time that I got super big into Alabama football was towards the end of Alabama's probation in the early 2000s.
Ah,
and
the probation years.
Yeah, so the second year that I watched it heavy was 2005, which I think was the first... No, it was 2004, which was the first year they were out of probation from all, like, recruiting violations in the late 90s. And so they made it to a bowl game. They were out of probation. It was against Minnesota. And I was 6 years old.
Otherwise known as Tiny Soda. Continue.
Or Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah. That's so...
I like saying Tiny Soda.
Yeah, and it was yeah, that was good. That was really good. And they had, it was Lawrence Maroney and one, like, two really good, like, long NFL career running backs on that team. And for some reason, my mom decided that we were going to shop at the Galleria, at the River Chase Galleria. Ooh, during the game.
Rough place.
Yeah, and I'm 6, devastated, when normal 6-year-olds would be like, yeah, mall. And I'm livid with my mom, and so I'm finding every TV at 6 years old, every TV in passing at the mall to just see a glimpse of the Alabama game.
That's before like iPhones and where you can watch it on your phone. Yeah. Tough time to be alive. Didn't know what to do without it.
Yeah. Well, we were, most kids our age were not that into college football. So me, it was a rare case, and that could explain how intense of a fan I am now. Yeah.
That guy's got a great beard. Bing Gomel, plays for the Brewers. Yeah. Great beard.
So that was number one. That was the most tragic. Another, 10 years old, I had to play a park, like, rec league football game during the 2007 Alabama versus Louisiana Monroe game. This was Nick Saban's first year.
When they lost.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So I was like, whatever, it's a crappy game, I'm going to miss it, but, like, I'm playing football. We get done, my dad is in a bad mood, but I'm 10, I'm just like, my dad's in a bad mood.
Yeah.
I ask him the score, and he says 21-14, and I said, ooh, that was a close one, you know? At least we won, and my dad says, no, we lost. And I almost shed a tear.
Devastated.
At the idea of Louisiana Monroe pulling up in yellow school buses and tarnishing the reputation of Alabama football.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sad day. And the last one was this past year. So, in recent years, Alabama plays a pretty weak schedule.
Yeah.
And so Texas A&M has become one of the bigger games on the schedule. And
they're pretty good, usually. Not the past couple. Like, when they had Johnny Football, they were filthy.
Yeah. And so last year, A&M was not a huge game, but it was the best game to that point in the season that I was going to be able to watch. And the week of, Ashley tells me, oh, yeah, we have to go to so-and-so's wedding. And it was a name of someone I had never heard this name before yet.
Like, I would have said, I'm not going.
And I said, okay. And she said it was Saturday. I said, okay, what time? And she said, oh, 3:00. So I go on ESPN's app, check. Alabama kicks off at 2:30, and I was not happy.
That's terrible.
Not a happy man.
I mean, Alabama won, so I guess
that's all that matters.
I tried to, but the kicker is, I tried to watch it on my phone at the wedding, but where I was, like inside the building, choked on a spit. Yeah, no service.
Happens.
No
service.
Where
were you at?
It was a church in Hoover.
Ah.
No service. Not happy about it. So those are my three biggest games I've ever had to miss, and also why I had to miss them. All right. So we're going to take a little break.
An ad break or just a break?
Just a break.
Okay.
Maybe an ad.
I like an ad right here.
Yeah, just an ad break, and we'll be back with our top fives of the 4th of July. We'll be back in just a second. All right, we're back. Top five coming up. Do you have your top five types of fireworks or whatever?
Yeah, I got them.
All right, yeah. Joby's going to do top five fireworks. I'm going to do top five 4th of July spots. Joby, go ahead.
All right, so rounding in the top five is we're going to go number five, Roman candles. They're nothing like crazy, but like you can have a lot of fun with them. You can just shoot them up and just like, oh, pretty colors, all that good stuff. And it's not too loud. It's fun for middle-aged kids, not little kids, because we don't want it backfiring.
Yeah. But
that's a good one. Number four, we're going to have to go with bottle rockets. Everybody's had a bottle rocket war in their life, and, you know, you're just shooting bottle rockets at each other. They're popping. They're getting wild with it. That's number four. Number three, easily firecrackers.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's a number three. You can... I did see a video recently of someone lighting firecrackers and throwing it in a toilet, and like it went underwater and popped, and the toilet just like split in half.
Nice.
It was hilarious. It was a little scary, honestly. Number two, the sunflowers. They're small, but you light them up and they spin around real fast and they do three different colors. You used to throw them in a gutter or throw them up in the air. Cool light show.
Yeah.
Last but not least, and the only big firework on my list is Hammer of Thunder. And on the box, it's literally Thor's hammer. And it, in 2018, the largest selling firework. It goes up, and it goes boom.
That's
and it
a good
does
thing.
The job. And it's loud, and it's a showstopper and a show ender. And everything else you want out of a firework, that's Thor's hammer.
I want my fireworks to ruin my life.
Wow.
That's what I want to happen. I want to question myself after fireworks go off.
Like, I'm a big pyro, so I like fire in the first place. So I get a little scared. Like, I mean, you know, me and my brother caught the neighbor's tree on fire, caught the neighbor's grass on fire. We almost caught their dog on fire one year, which would have been really bad, but it happens.
Yeah.
Gotta catch a dog on fire.
That's gotta happen every now and then.
Yeah, but that's the quick five for the fireworks. You know, just get what you want, see what you like. Parachute Man's an honorable mention, by the way.
Yeah.
Gotta have the Parachute Man.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go top five 4th of July spots. Places that you, if you had five bodies, you would need to be in all five of these spots today.
Today.
Number five, it comes in at number five because of the like genericness of it, but any lake ever.
Oh yeah.
Lake on the 4th of July.
Fireworks
on the boat. That's easy. Like, if you haven't done that in your life, you probably should.
It's a good time.
Yeah. All right. And then the 4 through 1 are going to be actual locations. They have a pretty nice fireworks show at The Club in Homewood.
It's not like a real club, is it?
No, it's like a country club without the golf course and tennis courts. People go there and play like bingo, and like there's a ballroom, a really nice restaurant, a bar, and then like a less nice restaurant.
Nice.
You have to have a membership though to be able to go.
Oof.
So it's pretty exclusive, but I work there. I have like a part-time job there.
Nice.
And I mean, we've had the likes of Nick Saban, Rick Burgess.
Really?
Yeah, Tommy Tuberville. Tons of guys show up there for different events throughout the year.
Nice.
Guys from around this, like in Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, or whatever. They'll come
for like a nice, you know, night
evening. Or
like Alabama had their football banquet there. Mm. So yeah, it's a cool spot. Really, really good fireworks show, because when you're out on like the terrace or the balcony, whatever you want to call it, you can see the entire city of Birmingham. Like, it's by far the best view in Birmingham, and then the fireworks show along with that, it's incredible. That's coming in at number four. Number three, Stanley Quarter Park in Connecticut.
Nice.
Good fireworks
show. What part of Connecticut is that? Nantucket?
Nantucket's in Massachusetts.
See, I'm way off on my...
Yeah. I've heard a lot about this fireworks show. Really good fireworks show, good view, explosive fireworks. The Hammer of Thunder is coming in live. Number two, Mountain Harbor Resort in Arkansas. One of the few times that Arkansas will ever make a top five list in anything.
Might be the only time.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a quick question.
Yeah.
Why is it Arkansas and not Arkansas?
Doesn't make a lick of sense to me.
Have you seen that video of the lady who doesn't speak English talking about that?
No.
She goes, "This is Kansas, and this is not Arkansas. It is Arkansas. Why is it not Arkansas? I am confusion."
You ever seen that one? Yeah, I've seen that. Okay.
That's the funniest video.
Yeah.
But it's top five.
Yeah, so coming in at number two, Mountain Harbor Resort in Arkansas. Obviously, it's a resort. It's going to be super nice, good food, good atmosphere, great fireworks show. I mean, it's probably the best thing in the state of Arkansas. Except they're hosting Rough and Rowdy in Arkansas.
Wow, a lot
July
of fights.
July 19th. Shout out to my free advertisement there. I lost my ways a little bit.
It's all right.
And coming in at number one, we actually will be there. Me and Bree will be representing student section at this 4th of July event. It's number one. It is definitely the best place to be today, right now. Yeah. While you're listening to this. Yeah. Ponce City Market, they have a rooftop fireworks show. Obviously, it's at Ponce City Market in Atlanta. Super cheap tickets. It's a $30 ticket. If you're listening to this and it is before, you know, 2, 3 in the afternoon, buy your ticket and get to Atlanta now, because this show is going to be nice. Huge, you know, fireworks show. It's on a rooftop. You've got a good view. Very electric atmosphere,
oh,
I'd say.
Electric.
Yeah. Electric atmosphere.
Down in Atlanta.
Yeah, down.
Down.
Down in Atlanta.
You gotta go,
No, I don't do that. So, be there. Be in Atlanta. Atlanta's one of my favorite places, second to, like, Nashville.
Oh, Nashville's my favorite place.
Yeah, I like big cities.
I appreciate
cities,
that.
But so I've never been to a huge, huge city. I've been to Dallas, but it's not the New York type big city.
Nashville's a pretty big city.
Nashville's my favorite place.
Nashville,
Atlanta's
big.
I like Chattanooga
city.
In the small small city terms, Birmingham type cities.
Yeah, Chattanooga's cool. It's really like quiet.
Chattanooga's good because they have a hot dog place called Good Dog.
Good Dog.
Dude, best hot dogs ever. Also, there's a hot dog place in Birmingham called Hot Diggity Dogs. I haven't been yet, but I will be.
Nice.
Yeah. Very soon.
Free advertisement.
But
nice.
Be at Ponce City Market. Find the student section crew. We will show you how you should...
have a good time on July 4th.
How you should participate in a fireworks show.
Dude, we got to get t-shirts. Like business cards.
Bree's on it with the t-shirts. He texted me yesterday talking about t-shirts.
Is Bree t-shirt guy?
Bree, I think he's going to be the t-shirt guy.
Let's go.
Because I'm the spikeball guy. I've been dealing with that. And the freaking equipment guy, apparently, too. I think I'm equipment manager.
That's funny.
So, yeah, we got that. Those are our top fives. We feel like we gave you the very informative...
some
patriotic top five.
Some good things to do to shoot off to be on July 4th. Now on to our postman play of the day.
Postman play of the day. We've got... Let's give them a few postman plays of the day. See, the obvious postman play of the day here is America declaring their freedom from the Redcoats. some, what was it, 400 years ago?
1776.
That's like 400 years ago.
Yeah.
Not it's, quite.
It's about, okay.
1876, 1976, 2, as in 200, so it's about 300 years.
Is yeah. that, I feel like we might be, like, really off.
It's, so it's about 240.
Well, we're around the...
243 years of freedom.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a math.
I feel like that's not that long.
It's not, it, not in the grand scheme of things.
Like,
it's less than 10% of AD times.
Wow.
No, it's slightly above 10%.
But so much has happened since then.
Basically, every technological advance has happened.
That's what I'm saying. God, that's crazy.
So 2019 divided by...
Hold on. It's be subtracted. I'm struggling on the math today because 240 years.
Okay.
Right on the dot.
No, because it's 1776, so it's 243.
I'm sorry.
So do 243 divided by 2019.
Oh, so now we're going percentage?
Yeah, we're going percentage.
But you got to think.
243 divided by 2019.
But you got to think.
12% of time.
AD.
AD time, we've been free.
Let me go ahead and ask you, like, an off-topic question
yeah.
that has nothing to do with anything. How long do you think the world's been around?
Dude, I don't know. Like, I really don't care.
That's acceptable.
Do you think the moon's real?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not.
All right, well, it is.
If I could get Bree and Jared here, they would explain to you. Do you think Europe's real?
Yes.
Okay, exactly. You've got some learning to do.
All right.
Got
some learning. I know people have been to Europe. Multiple people.
No. It's not. It's just Texas.
No, it's not.
I'll get Bree and Jared to explain the Europe and the moon thing. It's real, though.
But you know what's better than Europe and the moon?
America.
The United States of America.
Yeah. Freedom, better than Europe and the moon.
Democracy?
Yeah. Capitalism?
Capitalism?
Great.
Great. I mean, red, white, and blue?
Yeah.
Women's soccer teams?
Yep.
Baseball?
Baseball, that's a good one.
Hot dogs?
American football.
American football.
Yeah.
Let's keep going with this real quick.
Hold on. One thing we forgot to do is we're just going to have a moment of silence for America. All right, good moment.
Also, another big moment of silence we have to have. This is actually on a serious note. Today, the passing of the hefty lefty, otherwise known as...
the Pillsbury throw boy himself, Jared Lorenzen.
He has passed away today, and we actually, in all seriousness, want to give him a moment of silence.
All right.
R.I.P.
Yeah. R.I.P. to the man.
Sad day. Really bummed
yeah,
me out.
Yeah, we actually...
It was actually yesterday he passed away, but...
Yeah, in high school, the quarterback's coach, we put a name drop ban on this podcast.
Yeah, we're trying to be better.
We were told that we dropped too many names, but the quarterback's coach in high school sat Zach and I down, and it showed us film of Jared Lorenzen.
Was that the new one or the old
one? The old one.
Okay, the one I'm thinking
yeah.
of that
yeah.
I love? Okay.
Yeah. He showed us a film with Jared Lorenzen, which we thought was hilarious, but he actually, like, it was actually good.
He
like,
could he, sling
he
it.
He had good form. He was just incredibly heavy, but great quarterback. Very American guy.
Won a Super Bowl with the Giants.
As a backup.
He Yeah, still on
the he team. Has a, he had a ring, RIP.
Oh, that hurt me.
Yeah, that hurt me, and I didn't mean to do that.
Well, it was, I mean, it's true, but,
yeah.
like, you weren't trying to be.
No.
It just hurts, you
okay.
know.
Okay. And so we have a loose sports headline that doesn't matter. Joby brought it to my attention during prep. Go ahead and tell the people the best you can tell them.
So I saw a post today, and it was talking about kids in high school who are not in the NBA and who are not making money about their Instagram profiles. Example, Bronny James, Sharif O'Neal, Zaire Wade, all those type kids. And basically they were saying how much their Instagram profiles are worth.
Could be worth or are worth?
I mean, I think they are worth.
So are they making that money, though?
No, they're not making money. If they sold their account, they could make that much. Which is just like, because I think Instagram could pay them, but they're not, because then it'd make it illegal for them to play in the NBA, whatever, college. Well,
as long as they're not, as long as it's not related to their sport.
Yeah, I don't know how all that works, but it's just what the post said. I was like, man, I just don't.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. I know we got caught up in it just now, but that just goes to show you how dangerous these headlines are, because you can get caught up in something that just doesn't matter.
Clickbait.
Yeah.
You know what does matter?
Freedom.
America.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
Yeah, I mean, that's our sports headline. It doesn't matter. We wanted to keep it short because we know that you're probably at a lake or Mountain Harbor Resort.
And your mom's probably yelling at you,
yeah,
get off this podcast, because you have Uncle Johnny, Aunt Susan, cousin child out there,
yeah,
trying to talk to you. And you're just like,
yeah,
all right, Mom, I guess it's time to be done with the podcast.
Yeah, so
all that
basically
to say,
what we're going to tell you is this has been Student Section Sports. Get back to your Ponce City Market rooftop 4th of July celebration. We will be back very soon on Tuesday. No, Wednesday, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
With our post 4th of July podcast. We'll probably have a ton of updates on NBA free agency, because we've got a 5-day break. And I'm sure Kawhi will have made a decision to go to the Lakers by then. Sign up for the Spikeball Tournament. Sign up for the SS Tour. You do not want to miss either of those things. You could win big cash prize in the Spikeball Tournament. You can win cool prizes, not cash, in the SS Tour, and also bragging rights, because everyone is jealous of the guy who's good at golf.
Exactly.
This has been Student Section Sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Stay free.